Union stations are the place to be again. Even if you're not catching a train, you might grab a meal or drink. Cities across the country, including St. Paul, Kansas City, and now Denver, have been revitalizing their once dilapidated train stations. As Nathan Heffel of member station KUNC reports, the new use of the depots is spurring neighborhood development.
Josh Murphy says Denver's newly remodeled Union Station is exactly what his generation is looking for.
I think it's just a good place to hang out. It's very open to the public. Anyone can walk in at any time. You don't even have to buy anything. You just sit here.
The 24-year-old works blocks from the station in a nearby office building. He relaxes with coworkers in the Great Hall, sipping a locally brewed beer.
You can hang out or you can get a drink or some food. It's also useful. The bus is coming and going. The light rail is coming and going. So this is a good place to be.
The hall is bustling now, but 5 years ago, the exact place Josh is sitting looked very different.
If you would have come down here on a Saturday, there would have been no one in here.
That's Walter Eisenberg. He's CEO of Denver-based Sage Hospitality, one of the main architects of Union Station's resurgence.
It would have been this vacant, desolate hall. Ceilings were peeling, kind of in some major disrepair.
For more than 100 years, Denver's Union Station was the city's front door. And during the golden age of train travel, scores of trains passed through every day.
At Denver, a more powerful diesel locomotive geared for mountain grades eases the train out of the Denver station. And soon, Vistadome adventurers are enjoying the approach to the nearby mountain rampart.
But that golden age of train travel is long gone. Still, Denver's banking on the station's $54 million makeover, complete with a luxury hotel and adjacent public transportation hub. They hope it'll spur new downtown development.
Millennials are really driving this great inversion from the suburbs back to the city, but also baby boomers.
Jeremy Namath is chair of the Planning and Design Department at the University of Colorado, Denver.
People are graduating from college and saying, where do I want to move? They move there, then they look for the job. And so cities are really taking note of that and creating these wonderful places that will attract those types of individuals that they want to attract.
And Namath says those millennials and baby boomers are gravitating toward a new way of living.
I think both are really looking for more choice and are really tired of taking care of large houses in the suburbs and commuting long distances and having to drive to just meet up with someone for a cup of coffee or a drink.
Namath says cities that provide multiple transit options, access to bike and walking paths, and renovated public spaces like Union Stations are growing very appealing to the younger and older generations. Rafael Ortega, county commissioner in Ramsey County, Minnesota, says this sea change was one of the reasons St. Paul revamped its train station in 2012.
Within months, we had several vacant buildings around it being purchased or parking lots for housing within 6 months of the Union Depot opening.
So it might seem simply renovating a station is the magic formula for instant growth. But George Guastello, president of Kansas City, Missouri's Union Station, says you can't just fix one up and expect it to be sustainable. His city learned that lesson when its station was restored in 1999 as a science museum.
If they're going to build it as a memory and in a museum for an age, a golden age gone by, and try to tie that to an economic strategy, I think they're doomed for failure. But if you take that building and it stood for something and you make it mean something to the community and make it right, then it'll work.
Guastello says Kansas City's Union Station had to evolve. It expanded public exhibition areas and created office space for businesses. A new downtown streetcar will soon stop there. And the city's even planning to celebrate the building with a major 100th anniversary bash next month. Back at Denver's Union Station, 34-year-old Michael Borcherding and a friend sip drinks in the middle of the Great Hall. Borcherding lives three blocks from the station and says it's the perfect location for him.
We can take our mass transit into work. We get off the bus. We come here. We have a couple of drinks. We have dinner. We go home. We see our lady friends, our wives, and it's a good time.
Not long ago, meeting friends at Denver's Union Station would have been unheard of. But now, it's actually the place to be. For NPR News, I'm Nathan Heffel in Denver.